Matt, that obviously wasn't the performance you came here for. What was wrong from your point of view?
We didn't. So we look at the game Tuesday, and Tuesday we got the performance and not the result. And then it's taking momentum into this game, and we didn't do that. Well, I felt that we didn't deal well enough in the first 20 minutes with their threats. We made too many wrong decisions. We turned over possession too easily, I felt, in our half, and that built a bit of sustained pressure for them. But then, you know, they have a player sent off, and we regroup at half time and we have a conversation about, obviously, as a group, we now need to really risk the ball. And I just felt the players didn't do that anywhere near enough in the second half. And I think that when you don't do that and you don't move 10 men around and you allow them to sit in shape and try and hit you on the counter-attack, which is what they did with the goal, that's not playing correctly. That's not playing in the way that we want.
So is that a lack of confidence? Because you must have encouraged them to do it.
It is, and you understand, and this is what I allude to, that the players at the moment are going through a period where they haven't won in 5 games. So therefore, confidence naturally will be low. And then it's up to the leaders in the group and us as the staff members. We'll constantly, and we do, try and pick them up. But when they go onto the pitch, today I just felt that they didn't deal with the pressure of today's game as well as they could have. And it comes down to really wanting to be that player that is going to risk the ball, whether that's taking somebody on, whether that's playing a pass, a defence splitting pass, whether it's a tackle, a header. It's different things for different players. I just felt today we didn't do that well enough.
Where are the answers to this? I mean, if it's a confidence thing, to some degree, it's the answers, it sounds like, have got to come from within the players, but you're the guy who's charged with getting it out of them.
Yeah, of course. Listen, the answers will only come on the training pitch. I don't feel that, having been through this situation myself as a player, it's got to come from within, right? And that's how I feel. Of course, you know, as a coach, we try and most definitely give the players as much confidence as we can, give them a clear game plan and ask them to implement it. And I just felt today we took too many easy options on the ball and encouraged the players constantly to take risks with the ball. But we weren't quite at the level, well, we definitely weren't at the level that we were at Tuesday night. So disappointing. However, and I must say this, it reflects probably the season in terms of the inconsistency, and obviously it's my job now to make sure that come the next game that we're better on the pitch when we play.
Are the answers there in your squad? And I say that knowing that you have added to it, because we haven't seen Devante Rodney. Are the answers there ultimately?
Yes.
For what you're looking for, you're sure of that?
Well, do you know how I know the answers are there? Because if you look back at what the players have done previously this season. So don't ever judge the team against any other team in terms of, it's judging them against themselves. So what I mean by that is when we perform well, and we've done that on numerous occasions this season, we win football matches. So the answers 100% are in the dressing room, yes. And, you know, will it take now a bit of magic from somebody? Will it take conversations? Will it take hard work and training? Yeah, it'll take all of that. And you know, we always give the players the structure to go and play. And I just felt today we played too safe. That is it. And then you get hit with a sucker punch at the end there, which obviously changes the emotional feeling after the end of the game.
Two things quickly. What will Devante give you?
Goals, a different threat, an edge, a player with a huge amount to prove. A huge amount of potential. He's at an age now where I think he understands the level, he understands what he is, who he is, and how he wants to perform. So, you know, I'm really, really excited for the fans to see him on the pitch in the coming future.